case number 11,134, Vincent Auto, west of Sam's Way, approximately 700 feet northwest of Road 436, Curly Drive. A special use exception to place a multi-sectional home that is more than 5 years old.
Mr. Chairman, to make the board aware, appears our office may have done some work in the past for Mr. Otto. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that creates a conflict here. I've not represented him. But in the event the board felt that way, I'd ask the board to defer any questions to Vince Robertson.
All right. Thank you for that, Mr. Chairman.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Vincent Otto, 32646 Curly Drive, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. And I don't remember you doing it.
I don't recall doing anything either,
but
showed up on our firm search. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, guys and ladies. Of course, we're here tonight to get a variance for a trailer that's older.
Mm-hmm. Not a variance. Special use exception.
There's only one. A special exception. I'm sorry.
Sir. That's okay.
To get this trailer. Reason why we're asking for this, of course, is the economy. As I addressed you all before, on this last house we did, we put my, now we have a, well, we had a grandson sitting here outside because of the noise. We put them in that home. This next home, which is on the road with the property that we all live, it's a little community for us. Mm-hmm. I have another son that I'm proud to say is getting ready to have a child. He's in the Air Force, getting ready to come out. So Amanda and Matthew are going to the back house. If granted, Justin and his wife-to-be is going to the second house, which is great because the grandmom back there gets the kids. And in this economy, in this time, it's really tough for these kids to get a break, guys. I mean, well, you've got families. You know how hard it is to,
yes,
you know.
Let's talk about special use exception.
Okay.
The question in hand is, will it substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
Actually, it will not. It will improve the neighborhood property. As you can see, we're on both sides of chicken houses with the woods in the back. We're surrounded by double wides. I have some more pictures of double wides here that are just around us. So y'all can get the picture that, you know, this is the last house. All the way in the back.
This is it right here that you're putting in?
That is the house that we're going to set, yes, sir.
All the way to the back.
All the way to the back. I actually have, if it helps you, I have a plot plan here. If you guys want to take it.
We have one already.
We have one, sir.
Oh, do you? Okay.
How old is it?
I didn't write on this one where the house is going, but right about here, fellas. Right about in the middle of that peninsula, if you will.
How old is the manufactured home?
The one we're getting to put there is 6 years, 10 years old.
10 years old, double wide?
Double wide, very nice shape. In fact, being you all are from here, you know where this house almost can tell you, you all will know. Parker Block, that's Murray Road that runs down alongside of Parker Block.
Mm-hmm.
This is the house that sat back in the woods there for like 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
We bought that, and the man, because we're not profiting from this, guys. This is not something that we're doing to sell off. This is for the family. That guy gave me a great deal on that home. It's like new inside. It's set there wrapped. And the town of Millsboro, there's not enough septic. There's actually not enough land where that was sitting to redo the septic and put that house there. So
I see your, this is the house, is that correct?
That is the house, yes, sir.
Okay, you have siding coming off it?
Yeah, well, that's in two pieces now, so that the 30 ends.
Okay, so that's going to be enclosed and...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And what kind of foundation are you going to put on?
Block.
Block?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We put block under all of them.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. I'll show you something if I've got a picture of it. And I don't. Oh, sorry about that. I wanted to show you the last one we did. Beautiful, beautiful home. Turned out great.
Okay.
Did I understand you to say that... no one's ever lived in that home, or
this home here. I think for a very short time it was across the bridge, and I don't want to go into that guy's business or whatever before they moved it over here. Somebody lived in that house. It wasn't for about a year or so because there's no wear on the carpets. You could just tell the screw that holds the screen door shut when they travel with them. is still in that mobile home. So I can't tell you that absolutely nobody lived in it, but
been a while.
It's nice inside.
All right. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
No.
Mr. Callaway? None.
I've got a...
Mr. Sharp?
I just want to make sure I've got my picture of the neighborhood right. I'm looking on the tax map that was submitted. And I see here that this is the property where the home would be located.
That's correct.
On the back end of Sam's Way.
That's correct.
And you had mentioned family. Are family in these front two lots on Sam Way?
Me? Amanda,
so you're in the
Matthew,
front lot.
Yeah, Amanda and Matthew now. Amanda, Matthew in the future, and Justin here.
Okay. And then what are these lots here, these larger ones?
This is a chicken farm here.
Okay.
That's it, if you looked at that other picture. This is all woods back there. It's kind of pretty. Double wide.
And you're pointing to the ones next
yeah, this,
to it. Okay.
Right here is a double wide. This is a single wide trailer at a bias, at an angle. That's a double wide. There's another double wide, and then there's a... Right down here on the corner, a gentleman's got a pretty nice brick home, so it runs with the neighborhood.
Okay, that's all I have.
For the record, he's pointed to the properties on the same side of the road and adjacent.
Yeah, there are no houses, by the way, on the other side of the road.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, hearing no other questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has suggested that the request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, and we have not heard testimony to the contrary. So I make a motion we approve case number 11,134.
Do we have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,134. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson again?
Aye also for those reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. By a vote of 5-0, case number 11,134 is approved.
Thank you. How soon, do you know how soon I can get a placement permit for that?
Susan? Call the office in the morning.
Okay, so next week it'll be done.
That'll be fine.
Thank you, guys.